News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has announced that it will increase the personal income tax threshold to $1.5 million. This will be done in two phases starting July 1, 2016. Opening the budget debate in Parliament Thursday, Finance Minister Audley Shaw said effective July 1 this year, the personal income tax threshold will move to $1 million. The second phase will take effect April 1, 2017 and will move the threshold to $1.5 million. This will provide relief to some 251,000 PAYE workers.
This is 113,000 more persons who will benefit from this new threshold, plus some self-employed persons that will also benefit from the new threshold. So this is for people who are on the PAYE system. You're working, then take out your salary deduction for fortnight, per week, whatever.
The current income tax threshold is $592,300. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the government intends to finance the $579.9 billion budget through a mix of revenue, grants, loan resources and inflows from the Petro-Carib Development Fund. Revenue and grant inflows for the year are estimated at $486.6 billion. Loan inflows expected from both domestic and external sources are projected at $89.4 billion, with $41.9 billion to be raised in the domestic market and $47.5 billion to come from external sources.
The government plans to issue treasury bills valued at $14 billion and other market instruments valued at $27.9 billion in the domestic market. External flows are expected from the multilateral institutions in the form of investment loans and budget support loans. Investment loan flows are also expected from the People's Republic of China.
Minister Shaw says total investment loans are projected at $17.6 billion, while $29.9 billion will come from budget support loans. Inflows from revenue, grants, loan resources and the Petro-Carib Development Fund total $590.6 billion. Another $10.6 billion is required to plug the budget gap. Cabinet has signed off on a 15% wage increase for early childhood teachers. The Ministry of Education says the increase will take effect this financial year.
At the cabinet level, we've signed off on a 15% increase for our teachers. And we have outlined an infrastructure budget that has increased this year, but I will tell you, there still needs more.
Junior Education Minister Floyd Green was speaking at the launch of Sagicor Foundation's Adopt a School program Tuesday. Mr. Green says the increase is being granted in recognition of the invaluable contribution of early childhood practitioners to the sector and to student development. He also lauded the efforts of the teachers, who he says often operate with limited resources and still manage to make the best use of what they have. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has expanded the team tasked with investigating the collapse of a structure at the Royalton Resort and Spa in Negril, which resulted in injury to five workers. The Prime Minister on Wednesday met with several key ministers in the housing and environment industries to discuss the recent incident. In attendance were Minister Without Portfolio with Responsibility for Water and Housing, Dr. Horace Chang, and Minister Without Portfolio with Responsibility for Environment, Daryl Vaz, as well as Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond McKenzie. The expanded team now includes representatives from the Office of the Prime Minister, Ministries of Local Government and Labour and Social Security, National Works Agency, as well as National Environment and Planning Agency. The team will also investigate all major construction projects in the area to determine whether they are in keeping with the approved regulatory standards. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.